Selena Robinson is no longer BC's Minister of Finance. The Coquitlam-Millardville MLA is now taking lead on the province's portfolio for post-secondary education and future skills after new Premier David Eby unveiled his cabinet in Victoria today, December 10. This is the three-term politician's fourth major ministerial role since the NDP assumed government in 2017, adding to her stints in finance, municipal affairs and housing, and citizen services. The three-term politician tells the Tri-City News she's looking forward to taking on what will be her fourth portfolio since the NDP were elected government in 2017, adding to her stints with finance, municipal affairs and housing, and citizen services. I'll be working with the post-secondary sector and others to ensure we have a labor force that is ready to deliver the workforce we need for a sustainable economy, said Robinson. She adds one of her first priorities as minister will be to build on the Stronger BC Workforce Readiness Plan and ensure efforts are coordinated for successful implementation. Robinson was one of the senior ministers that were replaced or moved during the swearing-in ceremony. This is also despite working magic to shuffle funds and conjure a $5.7 billion surplus last month, dwarfing a previous estimate for $706 million from September. Robinson said the money was earmarked for helping BC residents feeling the cost of living crunch, which EB enabled through his priority areas like housing, healthcare, climate change and public safety. At the time, she added much of the surplus comes from higher personal and corporate income tax revenues, at $3.7 billion, while sales taxes and natural gas royalties were also higher. Some political pundits were a bit surprised Robinson didn't stay in finance, but she said she's looking forward to taking on a new challenge. I am thrilled to have this new portfolio that engages the post-secondary, business, labor, public and non-profit sectors as we work together to ensure we have the labor force and the skills necessary to further strengthen our economy, she noted. My biggest accomplishments in my previous file was delivering two budgets that delivered the services and supports that British Columbians need. In her new role, Robinson is also set to be responsible for immigration, foreign credentials, according to a provincial government release. If the pandemic taught us anything, it's that we can't solve these problems alone, said Eby. We need to solve them together. My team of determined colleagues will use a wealth and variety of experience to continue the good work we've started and go further to deliver results people can see and feel in their communities. Robinson's new position also generated positive outlooks from provincial organizations associated with post-secondary education. The post-secondary education portfolio is a challenging one, but you have a wonderful opportunity in the years ahead to make positive contributions to the province through BC's research universities, said Kenneth Christie, president of the Confederation of University Faculty Associations of BC, CUFA, which oversees 5,500 professors and staff. The teaching and research taking place at these institutions continue to address the most pressing social, economic, cultural, and environmental challenges facing British Columbians. These institutions and the faculty who work within them are crucial to the goals of the Ministry of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills. Farnworth, Donnelly and Glumick. Meanwhile, Mike Farnworth is keeping all but one of his legislative roles in Eby's cabinet. The Port Coquitlam MLA is staying as Deputy Premier, Solicitor General, responsible for ICBC, and Public Safety Minister. My top priority is the implementation of the Safer Communities Action Plan, which strengthens enforcement to keep people who commit repeat violent offenses off our streets, and leverages services to build safe, healthy communities for everyone, Farnworth tells the Tri-City News. My ministry is also working towards implementing recommendations from the Special Committee on Reforming the Police Act to help ensure our policing and public safety models reflect communities' current and future needs. Farnworth was also the House Leader under John Horgan, but that job was given to North Delta MLA Ravi Kalone. In Coquitlam Burke Mountain, MLA Finn Donnelly lost his role as Parliamentary Secretary of Fisheries and Aquaculture. Rick Glumick, MLA for Port Moody Coquitlam, was not assigned by EB to a ministerial role. Under Horgan, he was BC's representative to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region and was appointed by former Premier John Horgan as liaison for the state of Washington, with files from Cindy E. Harnett, Times Colonist, and the Canadian Press.